KCU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd Peach from BECU. This guy, all right, he's got some credibility because, you know, he's been doing this for 25 years, all sorts of financial stuff, and he knows money and whatever.
So they say.
Yeah, and of course, BECU is an awesome credit union. This is where, man, you know, this is where everybody in the credit union pretty much owns the credit union. So the members are working for themselves. It's not about making profits. It's about basically giving us the great services, which is why a credit union like BECU is so awesome.
We're done, BJ.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Happy New Year.
By the way, you can join BECU. All you got to do is live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, boom, you're done. And all you got to do is just say, let me join. BECU.org is how it goes. Now, if you got a question for Todd, 206-421-ROCK, you can also text him at 77999. But Todd, you said something off air that I think is really important to bring up on air. And again, we're not getting into politics on the show. As we know, the big thing facing this country with the shutdown is people are not getting paid, which saddens me because I just, you know, I hate to see people going through a struggle like this. And the government shutdown is putting people in a situation where they're not getting paid. And you had a really interesting point.
What was my point?
about the IRS?
I mean, that's why we stress having the emergency fund, right?
Yeah.
Right out of the gate, a minimum of $1,000, and then eventually you want to have 3 to 6 months of your expenses.
That's a really good point,
right?
Todd. You talk about that when you say, people say, what am I going to do with my money, or what should I do? Or however you go, do you have an emergency fund? That's the first question you ask.
First thing out of the gate, minimum of $1,000, and then again, that 3 to 6,000. But these folks are not getting paid. We know that, right? We're there to help, so BECU has attended the Port of Seattle financial fair to help these folks. We have a member assistance program that is available, but the problem is that when they can't make their mortgage or their rent or the food, they're having to borrow, and they're paying interest, a little bit of interest on
some of
this money, right? And but when we if you think about the IRS, if you don't pay your taxes, they charge you interest and penalties. So they're kind of getting double dinged to a degree here. So
how crazy is that? So the government has a plan that says that you have to pay taxes. Everybody does, including government workers. But it's a government program that says you need to pay taxes. If you don't, we will charge you interest because you are delinquent on your payments.
Right.
Well, the government is now delinquent on their payments to the people. They're not going to pay them interest.
Right.
It's just so it makes you really angry at the government in general if you're one of those folks that doesn't have a job. It's like, are you kidding me? Double dipping all of this. It's you know, so again, that emergency fund, Todd, is like the best advice you could give. You hate to think you're in this situation, but if you're a government employee in your life, now you know you need one.
Yeah. If things come up, it could be this, it could be, you know, medical issues or whatever. Things happen that you don't expect, and that's why we want to have that emergency fund.
Yeah. And if you've got any questions at all, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Todd Peach from BECU.org.
Someone just texted, my wife and I, we have some credit card debt. Nothing we can't handle, but would it be reasonable to do a cash out refi to pay that off and also make a few home improvements at the same time?
Well, I guess I always ask.
The pause makes me say,
people,
no, don't do it.
Well, I always ask, people say, should I consolidate my debt? Should I do this? But have you taken care of the root behavior? So you have credit card debt for a reason.
Yeah.
So even if we figure out another way to borrow to pay off that, have you changed the behavior? So that's where I would look at.
Otherwise, you'll be right back in that problem.
You'll be right back in it. So I'm more to the school of let's tackle that debt. Let's come up with a plan to get it paid off right away without having to borrow to pay off another loan. So, you know, it starts with tracking your expenses, knowing where your money comes from and where it goes down to the dollar every month, and come up with a plan. So I'm more of the school, let's figure out a way to tackle that debt and get it paid off versus, taking out a cash loan on the home.
It is so tough, Todd, because, people, you get caught up in a lot of, a lot of Madison Avenue is what they used to call it, where they made us think we want a lot of stuff. You know, that's where all the advertising agencies go, you want the home. And now they got these Home and Garden TV network shows and all that. And you just feel like, oh, I'll be so happy if I do this. And really, you know, like remodeling your home or home improvements, what is the litmus test for someone to go, really, do you need this or do you think you need this? Because taking out a loan for anything, if you don't have to do it, it's really, you know, I mean, you don't want to have to take out loans if you don't have it, except maybe for your FICO score. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, everything is really a want when you get down to it. After your roof is good and you're, you know, you're in a good place where the heat works and, you know, you can afford food, everything else is a want.
Update responder saying, yes, Todd, our behavior has changed.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if that being the case, then let's compare what the interest rate is, you know, what's going to cost you to do that, and then how quickly we can get it paid off. But it's going to depend on the numbers. But I'm still leaning toward let's just tackle that without doing anything. But to your point, BJ, it's everything really is a want when you get down to it, a bigger house or having a, you know, a pergola or whatever, a hot tub or whatever at your house. So once you get
another drum set.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe too many t-shirts, you know. Yeah.
You need those.
But
the difference between wants and I need a shirt, otherwise I'm going to come into work shirtless.
That's a very good point. If only you had some that you could, you know, choose from. You're right. You need more. I don't think you have enough. Just in case, you need an emergency shirt fund is what you need.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
You don't know if a hurricane will hit.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, you know, Todd, I guess, you know, to the point is like, do you, if I go into you guys, you have so many great services, is there an education I can get where there's a test I can ask myself, even if I want this, can I really afford this comfortably? Like, is it worth taking out a loan on, putting myself into debt? That's a big question that a lot of folks don't know how to ask because they, if I can afford the payment, then it must be okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can qualify for a lot of things from a loan perspective, right? Based upon your income and your credit, but it really gets down to, do you really need that, right? We can get you qualified to get that, you know, that home equity loan and to make that big remodel or new kitchen or whatever, bathrooms, and but you know, it really just gets down to, do you need it?
And will you stay in that home for a long time? Like, at least you guys will ask the right questions. If you're going to do home remodeling and take out your mortgage and take out some more debt, you got to stay in that home longer. You definitely have to.
Kitchens and bathrooms.
Yeah.
Pay back a little bit better, right?
If
you need a new roof, that's probably a good thing to do. But it just gets down to wants and needs. It's bottom line.
So. Let's go to Jacob, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999 if you have a question from Todd from BEC.org. Jacob, you are on the Rock.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jacob. Welcome to the show.
So basically, I got out of the military like 2.5 years ago, and I got a pretty good sized severance check from the military, and it was not supposed to be taxed. So they gave me an option of like, so basically, if you submit this paperwork in the next 30 to 45 days, you can get it back right now, or you can wait until the next tax season, and you'll get it all back then. Well, I waited till the next tax season, and so the IRS is now charging me $9,800. I'm wondering if I should go get a tax lawyer, or should I go and try to fight them myself? I don't really know what to do, and it's screwing me over pretty hard.
So you're having to pay $9,800 in taxes? Is that what you say?
Or
you're not getting the money because they're saying you owe that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got the money, and now they're trying to tell me that like they want it back.
Okay. Have you written them or challenged it? Challenged it with a written letter or anything?
No, I'm terrified of the IRS, you know, because I know they can screw me over really super hard.
Yeah. I wouldn't be afraid of the IRS if you're on, you know, your legal grounds. So I would, you know, if you have any documentation or anything from that where you said that you weren't going to be taxed on this, if you have that information, I would forward that on. And I would start it on your own first, you know, explain the circumstances that you were told and the information that you have. Send that to them and then see what they come back with. And if you need to go to another level and hire an attorney after that, that, then that, so be it. But I would start. I wouldn't be afraid of them. They are employees. They are humans. They are people. But if you're right, then maybe they make mistakes. They have oversight. So I wouldn't be afraid of that.
And Jacob, okay. I will tell you my experience, because I did have a situation with the IRS where I did hire a tax lawyer. And what I didn't take into account was that sometimes these tax lawyers are former IRS people. So they actually have relationships and know people at the IRS. And he called the head. Like, there was one person that said, BJ, you owe five figures. And I couldn't reason with her. I tried to reason with her. Couldn't reason with her.
For $20.
So she wouldn't take the $20. I even put in a Starbucks gift card, Steve. Nothing. So the tax lawyer, I told him my situation, and he said, oh yeah, don't worry about it. You know what? Here's what I'll charge you. I know somebody to call. He basically called that person's supervisor, because he used to work with her, and told the supervisor, your IRS agent is completely in the wrong. And the supervisor said, yeah, it's her first week. She really doesn't quite know everything yet, because I was completely in the right. And then turns out they ended up having to pay me, because they went and did the paperwork and realized, BJ didn't put in all his claims the way he was supposed to. So you really owe him money. You probably should have just left it alone. You guys would have not have to paid. So Jacob, like Todd said, if you can do it yourself, but if you don't feel good about it, a good tax lawyer can make you feel, and maybe make it as quicker, maybe even quicker and easier than you could ever think.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, and for $9,800, I mean, obviously a tax lawyer is not going to charge you more than that. So you'll get most of that back, I would hope, which is, or won't have to pay most of it. That's a cool thing. Sounds like Jacob.
Yeah. Rev, can you grab that clip of the all right? I want that.
All right.
Anytime BJ says something, I'm just not feeling it. Yeah. I'm just going to hit that button. All right.
You don't think Jacob's on board?
All right.
I think Jacob wants Todd to go take care of it for him, because he wasn't so sold on Todd's advice, and then mine didn't help either. Apparently. Yeah. Todd, would you take care of it for him? You go down and you just handle it for him. And also, he needs some stuff done, too. Would you help him out with his life?
Help who?
Jacob.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Todd Peach from BECU. By the way, if you don't get through on the phone lines or the text lines, you can always email Todd. Just go to KISW.com. Scroll down. You'll see his smiling face on a banner.
All right. Here's all a text at 77999. It says, it's a new year, new me, and I made a resolution to save more. But I don't know where to begin. Todd, help.
Let's start by tracking where you're spending your money, first of all.
Ooh, fancy dime.
Yeah. I mean, I think you don't realize a lot of times the lunch and the coffees and where our money's going. That's the first place to start, is to take a piece of paper.
Yeah,
for the
10
next
bucks here, 10
days.
Bucks there. That adds up.
Yeah.
Those Happy Meals, after a while, you look and you're like, I just spent more than I wanted to on Happy Meals.
Yeah. Or those in-app purchases on those games.
Yeah.
I had to delete a few apps.
So I would say take the next 30 days and take a piece of paper and write down everything that you spend and what you spend it on. And then start with that. And then you'll see where maybe you might be able to cut back on some things and put that money aside. And then now when we have that, then we can make savings automatic. That's the key. So before you get paid, it automatically comes out of your account and goes into a savings account, so you don't see it out of sight, out of mind.
You've taught me that, Todd. My kids hate me because I make them basically put more in their 401k than they want to.
Yeah.
But it's like they can't do anything about it. Once it's done, it's done, like you said.
Yeah.
And then they just got to work with what they got left over.
And they will be so happy and thankful for you in about 30 to 40 years.
I won't be around. That's the problem. I want to be there for them to thank me. If I am around, you bastards better thank me.
To double whammy then, because they'll be happy you're not around, and then they'll be happy to have all this money.
All right.
And he left them around.
All right.
And all the money he left him, right, as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope to spend all that, Todd. I really do.
I can help you.
Oh, I know you can. Yeah, thanks, pal.
Danny said he'll help, too.
Yeah. Oh, really, Danny? Thanks, buddy.
Let's go to Disneyland.
Well,
all right.
Again, time is up, Todd, unfortunately. Yeah. And, of course, if you do have a question, just go to KISW.com. Scroll down. You'll see Todd's smiling face. Also, we have an entire page with some really awesome links that you all sorts of information, free government stuff that you didn't know, that can give you and educate you and all that stuff, man. And of course, BECU is awesome. You guys, Todd, can help with so many things when a person wants to get financially right.
Yep.
Yeah.
We welcome it.
Yeah, BECU.org is where you can go, and it's a great, great credit union. Pretty much everything you can do at a bank, you can do there, and except the bank won't, do bad things to you. BCU won't do bad things to you like sometimes banks do.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Todd, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.